This is Wine and Dine in LA with Anoush, where I talk about wine in a fun and approachable way and bring you all insights of the world of wine. Welcome back, and thank you for staying with us. What a wonderful, amazing conversation about Armenian wines, Armenian wine history. My guest today is the co-founder and president of Storica Wines, Zach. Thank you, Zach, so much for this amazing conversation. I just wanted to say, sometimes when people ask me what is a good wine, my response is that, you know, a good wine is a wine that when you drink, it makes you think about where this wine is coming from, and it makes you curious enough to go and research about the wine and then pack your bags and go. So from your story, I want to do that. And so I think good wine qualifies in your description. So
that's wonderful.
That's my take.
That's exactly. My marketing team would be proud of me.
Yes, wonderful. All right. So we talked about... Go ahead.
No, please.
I was going to say that, you know, we talked about the concept of the company and what you do. I wanted to, you mentioned that you have several brands that you carry. I wanted to ask you, how do you decide on those brands, and how do you choose the brands, and whatever is behind that?
Sure. So the current brands we sell, just to go through them. So Zual is a brand that was developed by Amy Kushkarian, Baha's daughter. And she had built the concept for the brand just around the same time that I started getting involved in the conversation with Vahe and Amy about doing, you know, making a real project and company around Storica. So the first investment that Storica made back in 2018 was in the 2018 vintage of Adani red grapes and Boscahat white grapes. And so the plan became, as sort of the first step in our project, for Storica to fund that first large volume vintage of Zulal to be the big volume brand that we brought and introduced to the United States, because we thought it would really fit the consumer profile and the taste profile and the price points that we knew would command the kinds of volumes that we wanted to be able to command in the market. Because at that point in time, other than Karas, which is one of the largest wineries in Armenia, the amount of wine being sold under Armenian wine brands was very small in the United States. It was on the order of very low single-digit thousands per year for a given brand. We wanted to sell, you know, tens of thousands of bottles per year of Zulal, not from the very beginning, but have the capacity to do that and to be able to ramp up into that level of volume. So that's what Zulal is, as far as one of the first investments that Storica made in our business. Kush is a brand that was built and owned by Vahe Kushkarian, although her daughter Amy is obviously involved in it. And it really is the number one sparkling wine by far among Armenian brands. And the specialness of Kush is really apparent when you taste it. And it comes from Vahe's roots in classical champagne winemaking in his time France, working and developing wineries there. And the method under which Kush is made is actually called méthode traditionnelle, which is traditional champagne method. You can't mm-hmm. call it champagne because it's not coming from that region, but it certainly does have the same high-quality sparkling white wine attributes that a champagne does, as far as the sophistication in winemaking and the resulting complexity and flavor and aroma profile of the wine itself. So we had obviously gotten very close to Vahe and Amy through this process, and so it naturally evolved to where we would start with their two house brands, if you will, which is what they refer to, meaning brands they own, as opposed to brands that other clients of theirs own, and those are Kush and Zulal. And now Oshin, which is another brand that Vahe started with a friend of his in Europe, smaller volume, higher quality Areni and Voskahat reserve barrel-aged wines. We're going to start to sell those as well as the third house brand from the Wineworks portfolio. And so that's the current portfolio. The fourth brand that we will be bringing in, which is called Chauffeur, a brainchild of mine and one of our senior leadership members of our team, Rachel, who's a friend of mine from business school. We came up with this brand, and the goal was to come up with a brand concept that had that was an ode to Armenian culture in some way, but that had a storytelling, a brand sort of cachet and design aesthetic that would be resonant with the U.S. consumer, and particularly with the younger demographics, and would have a similar marketing and branding campaign around it that would be sort of more steeped in what we thought a consumer would want to see from a new sort of fun, vibrant wine brand. And so Chauffeur, mm-hmm. while it's being produced by Vahe and Amy, is a brand that we own, Storica owns. And so that's the current portfolio. When it comes to how we think about building up into new brands in the portfolio, which we do plan to do, we are going to begin working with other wineries and brands from Armenia. And the way we think about where to prioritize and who to bring on and not, we try to think about it in terms of the consumer profiles in the U.S. So from kind of the naive wine drinker to the interested wine drinker to the sophisticated wine drinker and then sort of the sommelier level wine drinker. And what are they looking for in a wine? What price points do they want to be buying wine at? What sales channels do they go to buy their wine? And then to think about that across sort of a matrix of types of wine, reds, whites, sparklings, and rosés, and to try to fill in as many of the spaces in that matrix as we can so that we can have a well-rounded portfolio, both in terms of price point and sort of the demographic or archetype of consumer who's going to buy that wine. But in every brand we work with, we obviously always want to have a really strong price-to-quality ratio, which we really do believe mm-hmm. we have with our wines. And we really only want to work with indigenous varietals to Armenia. So there are some brands and wineries in Armenia that are producing wine from non-Armenian grapes. We will really only work with those if there's a really good reason to, and only if they're blends with indigenous varietals. But right now, 100% of our wines are from indigenous grape varietals to Armenia, and we will likely stick to that unless there's a really good, exceptional reason not to for a particular product or brand.
Yeah, absolutely. And I was going to go a little bit back to when you started talking about Zulal, and my understanding and the name Zulal, you know, which translates to pure, was created, the brand, to keep the pure and indigenous varietals as a part of the brand. Is that correct?
That's right. That's right. That pure, you know, that ancient word for pure and the wines being expressions of the purest characteristics of Armenian indigenous grapes. So, you know, that's an important part of the brand and something that we're going to stick to as we continue to bring on new vintages of the Adani and the Voskehat that we sell in Zulal. And there are some other more unique Armenian grape varietals that are being newly discovered and are of smaller batches, but that we may also be selling under Zulal because they represent what are even more unknown tastes and aroma profiles, but that are beautiful to the consumer palate. And that's a big plus about Armenian wine in general that we feel really strongly about as what will be a big driver of our business, which is these wines, while they are different and unknown grape varietals, they have familiarity to them, meaning the Adani has a lot of similarities to a Pinot Noir, but it's a bigger, more structured wine, almost like a Cabernet Sauvignon. And we've had a lot of people, both the kind of less serious wine drinkers all the way up to the serious wine drinkers, all kind of validate that theme where they describe what they taste and they do say, you know, this kind of does taste like a bigger Pinot, or this does kind of taste like a Cab, but with a little bit more balance and a little bit more fruitiness in the flavor profile. And so when we hear that, it really makes us feel good because as a new category and product, what we want to have is enough familiarity that it's not offensive and too scary for people to try, but enough uniqueness and unknownness that it compels people to try something new and something adventurous, which we feel like the U.S. consumer really wants, especially when it comes to the wine that they drink.
Yeah, I agree. I think Armenian wine industry has an advantage of having these really fun indigenous varietals, and more, just like you mentioned with the research, you know, more are coming up, the ones that, you know, and made as a single varietal, different opportunities also for different styles to be made, like late harvest wines and or botryticized wines, or, you know, even like make port style wines or others. And with these unique grapes, it makes something that is familiar yet so unique and different. Very exciting. I can just talk about varietals and their compositions forever. It's one of the topics that I absolutely love. Wanted to ask you, you just launched an online shop. So pretty much everywhere, and how else besides online shop, how else can our listeners, you know, get to try those amazing wines?
Absolutely. So we did just launch our online shop. It's on our website, www.storicawines.com. So people can order our wines in all but 6 states. But California is one of the states that people can order from and have the wine shipped directly to their home. So that's an exciting new sales channel for us. And we will be doing a lot of online campaigns and social media campaigns around our online shop. But right now we're in about 15 to 20 stores around the California area and the Los Angeles area, including a lot of popular ones like Remedy and Mission and Robert Burns and Glendale Liquor and Edwin Mills. So we have a store locator on our website that you can see a full list of all the stores that people can buy from in California. We also are in about 50 stores in Massachusetts, mainly in the greater Boston area, about 20 stores and restaurants in the New York City metro area, and 10 or so in New Jersey. We are rapidly growing in Texas. We've got about 15 or 20 stores and restaurants in the Houston area and expanding into Austin. And we're in Southern Florida and Tampa in about 20 accounts. So we're really focused on what we're calling the major metro areas, which are LA Metro, New York Metro, Boston Metro, Miami Metro, Houston Metro, and Chicago Metro. We have a distributor in Chicago who's got us in about 10 or so stores there. Those are our priority markets, but we are in a bunch of other states, about 10 or 12 other states beyond that. Our sales team is about 8 or 10 people, all of whom are dispersed among those priority states. And that's an important part of our company because, as I said in the beginning, while Armenian wine is something we all know to be special and something that can and should become a resident wine region in the United States, we're still in the early days of this, and there needs to be what we call a more proactive hands and mouths campaign, meaning Storica needs to be the conduit by which the trade, which are distributors and retail stores and restaurants, give this thing the proper time in the sun and make sure that they understand why they should try this and give it a shot, and then eventually it'll get itself to the consumers that shop at those stores and restaurants. And so for us and me and my founders, it was really important that we had our own dedicated people to go tell the story, to go deliver that message, to go ensure those trade entities that they would have the support from us as the supplier or importer that made them feel good about taking a chance on a region they'd never heard of and one that they would otherwise think is just going to sit and collect dust. So we will keep doing that. We are well-resourced, thanks to our investors and other folks who have believed in us and invested in the company. And we will continue to grow our footprint. And we really hope that people like the Armenian diaspora in LA and in Boston and New York really rally behind it and support our brands and go buy the product and tell their friends and family about it, because that's what's really going to get this thing to have a chance at the moonshot potential, which we all think it can become. And there's really only upside from there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's very important for the community to get behind this and to support. In fact, Guinea Fest, you know, that I myself and Stepan organized, the idea came to, help to promote Armenian wine industry. You know, you can make the wine, you can get it to the store, you can, you know, you can import it, distribute it, you can get it on the shelf. But just like you mentioned, if on the ground the people who work in the store, they're not familiar and they don't, you know, vouch for it, they do not tell the story, the wine will get dusty and eventually they will discontinue carrying it. So it is important for the community to support. And I always say, you know, if you are buying 10 bottles of wine a month, you know, you can do two Armenian wines and you can take it to your friends, and that gives them, that introduces them to the Armenian wine world. And that way you are promoting the Armenian wine industry. You are introducing them something new, and you're also boosting the economy. You know, it's like not really helping, but you're participating in the Armenian economy, in the development, and for bettering the country.
That's right.
Very exciting.
We're very excited, Anush, and privileged to participate in the Guinea Fest this year. We'll be there with our brands, and some of our team members will be there. So we really hope everyone comes, and please come and say hi and try our wine.
Absolutely. I'm so looking forward to this. It's, you know, last year, because of the pandemic, we were unable to have it in person. We had actually done it virtually, and Zulal and Kush Wines were on the represented in our event, of course. And we're looking forward to having you here in person. So our we have pretty much 70% attendees are Armenian, which is wonderful. And we have a large amount of non-Armenians who come because they like to try the Armenian wine and they really have a good time. It's a big party. As always, you know, the Armenians, we have to make everything to a huge party and, you know, have a great time with wonderful wine. So right. I'm looking forward for them meeting you, trying the wines, you know, retrying the wines, because some of the wines have been there since the first Guinea Fest. We had Kush since day one as a part of the Guinea Fest, and Baha actually flew in for that. It was an amazing experience. I don't know how the time just flew by so quickly. We have a couple of minutes before we say goodbye. I wanted to ask you if you have any wine events coming up and what are the future plans, if you can put that into 2 minutes before we say goodbye.
Sure. Well, we have plenty of events that you can go see on our website. We have an events page on our website, storicawines.com. So I'll point people to that to take a look at what we've got going on, which is a bunch of things both virtually and in person over the next several months. Our future plans are to do everything we can to really bang the drum and sound the horn and all the other cliches you want to think about Armenian wine, because we really think the time is now to push this wine region as a resident region. We think of it as a responsibility and one that we want to have as a company to become that conduit for U.S. consumers to engage with and appreciate and become regular buyers of Armenian wine. And we really believe that that can have a massive impact on us as a company, of course, but even more importantly, on Armenia and on the recognition of Armenia globally and on the economic development of our nation. And we really hope that that'll have a multi-generational impact for the better on a place that we all, you know, really know and really, really wish to benefit from this. So it's really a privilege, Anush, for us to participate in things like Guinea Fest and to be able to have a part in your interview session here. So thank you again for the time.
Thank you, Zach. Thank you so much for this amazing conversation. It makes me so happy, you know, to see so many people passionate about Armenian wine industry and then a company coming out and doing all this. So I wish you lots of success. I'm here to support as much as I can. You know, I'm always there, you know, whatever you need. And I wish you lots of success, and I know it's coming. Thank you so much, and have a great evening.
Thank you, Anush. Genatsit.